Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And now here's Sally Round with our look at conditions around the country.
Kia ora. In Northland, a sheep and beef farmer says when it's not cold, it's wet. Even with all the rain, they're probably likely to be shy of the amount needed to catch up on the last few dry years. He says they're like a coiled spring, though, ready to take off if they can get some sunshine. In extreme weather, his system of cell grazing, as if every mob has its own little farm, means the cattle are always getting a decent bite and the paddocks are better protected. Over the weekend and into early Monday morning, Pukekohe was pummeled with strong, mainly easterly winds and a further 30 millimetres of rain, but then turned dry and sunny. Further north in West Auckland, in suburbs like Kumeu, Huapai and Ranui, the weather was much worse. The slow-moving system dumped more than 200 millimetres of rain in 14 hours, which was far too much considering the region's topography. Many horticultural businesses are based there and were inundated with flood water in the valleys. Reports indicate a number of greenhouses were severely hit as the rising water swept through, destroying crops and the electrical equipment used to grow them.
A farmer in Bay of Plenty says it's been a lovely sunny week. He's 85% of the way through calving and is thankful to have relief staff on hand to help feed the 300 calves he's rearing. Other regions short of labour are not so lucky. He's also been able to finish off the last of his riparian planting for the year. He does a little each year as he can afford it or if funding becomes available. It's been a week of two halves in Waikato. The wet at the start slowed down man, woman and beast, and the second half was glorious. Our contact says the pressure of calving has eased off a couple of notches. Having two teenagers home during lockdown has been a great help as he's missing a couple of casual staff this year. Even help with minor jobs like shutting gates, moving stock and helping with native tree planting saves him precious minutes during the day.
It's been a great drying week in King Country, with at least 48 hours of clear blue skies and a couple of minor frosts. Lambs are dropping on the ground as we speak and the grass is growing nicely. Taranaki's had variable weather. Some are getting a bit tight for feed. Calving's gone really well, though. The vets haven't been too busy, and there's still a good amount of snow on the mountain. On the east coast, it's that tough patch between winter and spring. Most people are pretty tight on feed, which has come as a bit of a surprise as winter felt kinder and warmer than normal. It's an indication of the underlying dryness around, and will have some impact on cattle condition. The region's hard out lambing.
In Hawke's Bay, early variety grapevines are in bud break. That's Chardonnay, Pinot Gris and Pinot Noir. Four big frosts in a row last week tested wine growers' mettle, but we're told damage was minimal. Keeping an eye on temperatures in the vineyard and getting the last of the pruning and mulching done are keeping people busy. Some may have to turn the irrigation taps on earlier than usual as moisture is needed for a good canopy and they need more rain. Labour is a major talking point, with a pinch point coming in November when more hands are needed in both orchards and vineyards. Manawatū has been enjoying some beautiful fine sunny days after close to zero starts. Warmth during the day is kicking off spring growth. Our contact is mid-lambing. He feels fortunate he was able to recruit another casual worker before the lockdown. The lockdown isn't helping the labour shortage right across the ag sector. Wairarapa has had some chilly starts and then fine, clear days, which are helping to dry things out. Lambs are enjoying the sun on their backs and the bees are busy in the spring blossoms.
Across Cook Strait, pruning gangs continue their work in Nelson's orchards and vineyards. In Marlborough, a high country farmer says the past few weeks have been tough for his family after flooding cut the property off. And then the COVID lockdown meant they had to stay put. Most of the fencing along waterways will need to be replaced or lifted and repaired. But the bridge going up to the farm that was washed away has been replaced. In general, cattle and sheep have struggled with the cold and wet conditions. There's still time to put condition on ewes, though, as lambing doesn't start until early October. Our contact in Barrytown on the west coast says it's been a glorious week. The sun's been out, the washing's drying on the line, and paddocks have firmed up enough to get some fert on to help pasture growth. Calving's well through and people are debudding calves. The farmer's been collecting colostrum from his cows. The payment for the high energy milk is based on IgG levels. IgG is the most abundant antibody in the blood and helps prevent infections.
It's been a fine and frosty week in Canterbury, but the cold nights are slowing grass growth. Paddocks that were in winter feed are being cultivated and re-sown. On dairy farms, calving is well through. A bit of rain has kick-started spring growth in central Otago, but a chilly -7 overnight on Wednesday had people's fires roaring. Near Uturahua, ewes are getting vaccinated for lambing. Calving's well through and a bit of tractor work's underway. Half-bred sheep, that's half Romney, half Merino, are being shorn. Shearers are going full bore trying to get it done before lambing starts after being held up by rain over the last fortnight. Southland farmers are having a great run of weather and it couldn't have come at a better time for lambing and calving. A dairy farmer at Edendale still has 85 later cows to calve and he's relieved the land is finally drying out. A contractor is booked to put oats in next week if the weather holds. At the local primary school, about 30 students out of 150 turned up for class this week. Most of the children are farmers who need to focus on keeping their farms running.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.